تمام ارزش ها و صفاتی که انسان احترام میگذاره، همه این ارزش ها در علی ابن ابی طالب جمعه.
Human in general, whether a Muslim, non-Muslim, or even a disbeliever, respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
Imam Ali عليه الصلاة والسلام, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being, a brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time. And in today's world, overcome by evil and darkness, and oppression and slavery, and tyranny and falsehood, a quick look into this beacon of truth and justice, a look into the universal persona of Imam Ali, is greatly useful for making and changing our lives, our families, our societies, and our world into the beautiful world that Allah has planned for humanity.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام: البخل عار والجبن منقصة والفقر يخرس الفطن عن حجته والمقل غريب في بلدته.
Imam Ali alayhi salam said, miserliness is shame. Cowardice is a defect. Poverty disables an intelligent man from arguing his case, and a destitute person is a stranger in his hometown.
Welcome back, dear friends. It's great to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio. The program's To My Brother, and we are discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. In the beautiful discussions, when we see the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam, we find that there are certain discussions by His Eminence Imam Ali where he talks about certain qualities and he talks about certain attributes of individuals that are dangerous, individuals that cannot be relied upon, individuals that cannot be trusted when it comes to positions of power, whether they are political or spiritual. In one of our programs, we talked about an individual who exploits religion for worldly gains, and how Imam Ali alayhi salam explains that this kind of an individual of course, is an individual who will bring about destruction, you know, and calamity and problems for the society and, of course, for themselves. Now, we find that on one hand, Imam Ali alayhi salam's personality, of course, was 180 degrees the opposite of these kind of negative individuals. He himself was this beautiful, comprehensive leader, this beautiful, universal personality in which the Muslims were going to reach a peak of knowledge and a peak in the economy and political affairs and military affairs and wisdom and knowledge as well. We find that Imam Ali alayhi salam, he talks about another type of an individual that cannot be relied upon and another kind of individual who is a danger, not only to themselves, but to society in general. And so here, Imam Ali alayhi salam says that this quality of this individual is that they are obedient to the people of truth, and they are obedient to the hearers of truth, those who listen to the truth, but there is no intelligence in their bosom. There is no intelligence in their heart and in their minds. And these kind of individuals, at the first appearance of doubt, they begin to entertain misgivings in their heart. And so these descriptions of the kind of an individual who is a danger to society, most especially when they are in positions of power, whether political or spiritual, are those who, they're obedient to those who listen to the truth. They are obedient to, for example, the Ahlul Bayt and the Messenger of Allah, and they are obedient to the Quran and the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, but there's no intelligence in them. And so an individual who has no intelligence but can very well be obedient to the Ahlul Bayt is in fact a danger to themselves and to society. And why? Then Imam Ali follows up and he says that this kind of personality, this kind of persona, when doubt appears, then they begin to entertain misgivings in their heart. They begin to doubt themselves, of course, because they have no intelligence. If they had this kind of intelligence and acumen and wisdom, then they would be able to take themselves out of doubt and towards certainty. A very comprehensive lesson brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, the program To My Brother. I'm Atta, the producer of this program, and at this moment, I invite you to listen to the Arabic text of Ziyara Aminullah along with the English translation. Please stay tuned.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم إن قلوب المخبتين إليك والها وسبل الراغبين
O Allah, verily the hearts of those who surrender to Thee are full of passionate love. The path of those who long for Thee is the straight, true road. The instructions given by those who lead on Thee are distinct and precise. The minds of those who are aware of Thy reality are filled with awe and reverence. The call of those who invite unto Thee is loud and clear, and the doors of approval are kept open for them. Whoso submits his supplication to Thee receives a favorable answer. Whoso turns repentant unto Thee gets acceptance and amnesty. Whoso bursts into tears in fear of Thy punishment obtains mercy. Whoso seek redress from Thee finds the required assistance at his disposal. Whoso asks for thy help procures the aid as a gift. Thy promise made with thy servants is fulfilled. Whoso asks for pardon of his errors finds them reduced to nothing. Whoso does everything for thy sake discovers that each and every deed has been preserved. The means of livelihood available to the created being come from thee like a rainfall, and in addition, many recurring favors and bounties reach them in regular succession. The sin of those who ask for forgiveness are overlooked. The wants and needs of all that which has been created by thee are properly satisfied. Those who put forward genuine demands get more than they ask for, one after the other, again and again. For the hungry, wholesome food is arranged. For the thirsty, clean water is available in abundance. كل صبح وكل اشراق ايام تبكى عيني بدمع مشتاق ايام قد لسعت حية الهوى كبدي فلا تبي ولها ولا راغي
Now let's listen to Brother Muhammad Al-Hilli, who's going to talk about today's topic.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. The subject of imama has been a matter of discussion between Muslim scholars for centuries and continues until today. One of the core central beliefs in the school of Ahl al-Bayt is indeed divine appointment of individuals chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to lead mankind, both in the matters of this world as well as attaining the best in the hereafter. This book is called Al-Alfayn fi Imamat Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali, translated as 2000 Proofs for the Imama of the Commander of the Faithful, Ali, peace be upon him, and is written by the great Shia scholar of the 14th century Gregorian, Allama Jamaluddin Al-Hasan ibn Yusuf Al-Mutahhar, also known as Al-Allama Al-Hilli. Now, many have heard of this specially talented and gifted scholar who has many works on jurisprudence, principles of jurisprudence, theology, philosophy, logic, supplications, and other fields of Islamic studies. He's indeed a prolific author with hundreds of titles. It is said that he was the first to attain the title Ayatollah. Allama al-Hilli's role in bringing Shi'ism to Iran is also documented in the famous story of Sultan Ghiyathuddin Muhammad Khudabandeh. Now, in this book, he presents 1,083 proofs on the imama of Imam Ali alayhi salam and the rest of the imams, peace be upon them. In the introduction, Allama Hilli cites the reason for writing this book. His son, later known as Fakhr al-Muhaqqiqin, and his name was Muhammad, asked him to write a book to present evidence for the imama of the imams alayhi salam. After Allama passed away, it is widely reported that he was seen in a dream whereby he was asked how he was. He replied, "I'm very well and in a great state of happiness, mainly for two reasons. Ziyaratul Husayn wa Kitabul Alfayn," i.e. this book. The work shows the extent of his knowledge, expertise and wisdom in presenting this very, very important subject. He utilizes intellectual arguments and rational reasoning, in addition to citation of hundreds of Quranic verses, to categorically establish the need for divinely appointed leadership after the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. For example, at the beginning of the book, he says humans must understand key principles to appreciate and accept imamah. They are summarized as follows. He says the world is created, and the creator is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the necessary existent, wajib al-wujud, that has no beginning or end. He is capable of everything, and his knowledge encompasses everything. He is not in need of anything. He likes to be obeyed and dislikes disobedience. He, subhanahu wa ta'ala, has made obligatory for his servants what is best for them and according to their ability. It is also obligatory on him to show lutf, kind compassion, upon them. And hence, he sent them his prophets and finally Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, his last messenger is error-free and sinless and indeed delivered the message by the truth.
Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.